Tape script 10.7. Collectors. Andrea Levitt.
First of all, a little bit about you. Are you originally from New York City?
I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, but I've been living in New York a long time, 36 years. I came to New York to work in the fashion industry. I still work in the world of fashion. I love it.
So, how long have you been collecting dolls?
It must be about 25 years. Yeah, 25 years.
So, what led you to having such a love of dolls? Have you always loved them?
Well, no. I didn't play with dolls much when I was a girl, but these aren't children's dolls that I collect.
No?
No, they're really works of art. When you say the word doll, people think of a toy for little girls, but these are not.
Mm.
When I opened my business, Dolls at Home, 2 years ago, that was the message I wanted to get across to all art lovers, that dolls are another art form.
I can see that these are not dolls for little girls.
Oh.
Some of them are really quite amazing. How many dolls do you have in your collection?
Oh, I would say, I think maybe 300.
Wow. And where are they all?
Well, I had to buy a new apartment.
You bought an apartment for the dolls?
Yeah, I really did. My son, he's 33 now, he went off to college and I filled his room with dolls in 2 minutes. So I realized that I needed a different apartment. I wanted to show off my dolls.
So you have what, maybe 4 or 5 rooms all with dolls?
Actually, there are dolls in every room, even the bathroom and the kitchen.
I was going to ask, is there one room where you don't allow dolls?
No! Oh, no. They're part of my life. I mean, sometimes when people visit, there's nowhere to sit. It's a problem.
So, what about keeping them clean? Dusting them?
Yeah, that's a problem, too. New York is dirty. I suppose they should be under glass, but I don't want them under glass. I want to enjoy them. I dust them occasionally.
Well, they look immaculate.
Thanks.
That's a very unusual doll. Is it valuable?
No, not really. But that doll over there, it has an elephant mask. That's my favorite.
Really?
You see, the mask goes up, and it's a little boy's face, and it goes down, and it's an elephant's face.
Oh.
It's made by one of the best doll makers in the U.S., Akira Blount.
And how do you find your dolls?
I travel all over. I go to doll shows,
Ooh.
And now that I have a website and I've started my own business, doll artists find me. As I said, it's been going on for 2 years now, and I have a mailing list of 900 people.
Wow. What does your son think of all this?
You know, he thinks I'm sort of crazy. He loves this apartment, but he can't understand
why you fill it with dolls.
Yeah. But 2 weeks ago, he came to one of my doll shows. It was his first time, and I think he was impressed. Yeah, I think so.
So, do you think you'll ever stop collecting them?
No. There's always room for another doll. If you're a real collector, you always find room.
I'm sure you're right. Well, that's great, Andrea. Thank you very much.